Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win in Edmonton.
Here's McCabe all the way, scores!
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Friday, December 3rd. Before I get going here, shout out, happy birthday to my wonderful sister Maria. She's celebrating a birthday today. We're going to have some drinks tomorrow. So a big shout out to my older sister. Well, my only sister. welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast. You can connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. And on the pod today, we'll be joined by Tommy Guzzola. We'll tee up the game tonight. We got a lot of news coming from Seattle regarding both teams. We'll give you some lineups, starting goaltenders, and all that fun stuff. So Tommy Guzzola, and then we'll hear about just over two minutes of Dave Tippett teeing up tonight's game as well. Well, let's get right to it. The Edmonton Oilers 16-5, 32 points, second in the Pacific. Those damn Flames just won't go away. They'll take on the Seattle Kraken, who are 8-13-2, 18 points, seventh in the Pacific, but they are playing really well as of late. In their first meeting of the season on November 1st in Edmonton, here in Edmonton, Oilers won 5-2. Draisaitl had two goals. Kyle Turris, Yamamoto, and Duncan Keith all chipped in as well, and Koskinen made 27 saves for the win. Some special teams numbers: Edmonton remains number one on the power play at 35.9%, fourth on the PK at 87.8%, Seattle's power play 16th at 18.8%, and the PK is 19th at 80.8%. Starting goaltenders, it's going to be Philip Grubauer, as Seattle media threw it out there that he was the first goalie off the ice, so will likely get the start. He's 6'9-2. With a 3.02 goals against average and an 890 save percentage. And Stuart Skinner is getting the start tonight. Do you like that? I said it yesterday. I don't really, whoever started, I would have been okay with, but I like Stuart Skinner getting this game, getting back in there. It's been a while since he's played. So he's 2-3 with a 2.44 goals against and a 928 save percentage. Let's get to your lines for the Edmonton Oilers. And they are going to start the way they finished off on Wednesday, which Hernan likes a lot. Pretty excited about this. So I'll give you the lines here. It's going to be Hyman, McDavid, and Yamamoto. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins with Leon Draisaitl and Jesse Puljujärvi.
All right.
Fogle with McLeod and Cassian. Brendan Perlini draws back in for Tyler Benson. He'll play with Colton Sevier and Derek Ryan. Your D pairings all remain the same. Russell with Barry, Legacin, Bouchard, Nimalainen with Broberg. So let me know what you think of that second line. I'm intrigued to see Jesse Puljujärvi. Dave Tippett, I'll ask Tommy as well what he thinks. And Dave Tippett kind of alluded to the lines and kind of his thought process behind it. So it should be an interesting night down there. Yamamoto is a guy that's probably the only guy that hasn't really moved. So it's nice to see him get a shot up there with McDavid. He scored a big goal on Wednesday night. So it's going to be fun to see this top six. And hopefully Cassian gets back to the way he was playing, just a week or so ago. I mean, he lit it up his first game up on that top line, but then kind of fell off. So he's been good this season. And then Perlini's got to bring something. At the end of the day, you have to bring something. I think Ryan's been just okay. And Sevier's really been, at least he's impressed me a bit. I mean, I know he's not going to score a ton of goals and all that, but he's a good two-way guy. And out of all the guys on the fourth line outside of Derek Ryan, I think he's been the most consistent, I guess. He's looked the best. Seattle news. Jordan Eberle, Jaden Schwartz remain day-to-day. Eberle skated on his own this morning, whereas Schwartz did not skate. Yarncroc is also day-to-day and will not be available tonight. So the top two goal scorers for Seattle out in Jordan Eberle and Jaden Schwartz. Let me rephrase it. The top two point getters for the Kraken are out. So that's a big break for Edmonton. Also out is Yarncroc, who's a good two-way guy. And it looks like Mark Giordano is also going to be out, joining Chris Drieger, who's already on the IR for the Kraken. So they're dealing with a ton of injuries. So no Yarncroc, no Eberle, no Schwartz, possibly no Giordano. So the Edmonton Oilers, who are also dealing with their own little injury bug, the Kraken are missing some big key players. Like I said, Grubauer gets the start. They didn't have lines, but we'll go with what they had on daily faceoff without the guys that are injured. Take it with a grain of salt, like always. First line, Marcus Johansson with Alexander Wennberg and Mason Appleton. Ryan Donato on your second line with Yanni Gord and Jonas Donskoy. Gord's been really good since returning. Third line, Brandon Tanev, Morgan Geekie, and Jared McCann. And your fourth line will be former Edmonton Oilers Riley Sheahan centering Colin Blackwell and Cole Lynn. Defensively, Vince Dunn with Adam Larson. Second pairing, Jamie Oleksiak with Carson Soucy. And your third pair, Jeremy Luozon with Hayden Fleury. And we do have some power play units. I'll give you the first power play unit. Johansson. I don't know why I was saying it that way. Donskoy and Wennberg with McCann and Dunn. And your second power play unit will be Gord, Geekie, Donato, Appleton, and Carson Soucy. So I don't know why you wouldn't have Gord on that top unit. He's been really good. But hey, I haven't watched a lot of the Kraken, to be honest. I think I've watched two games. They're opening one and the one in Edmonton here. So I'll leave that to the experts. And there's a reason for that, I guess. But what are you thinking for tonight? Prediction-wise, I'll give you mine at the end of the podcast as well. But do you like Puljujärvi up there with Draisaitl on RNH? I am intrigued. Will Nemelainen get more ice time? Will Broberg get more ice time? So we'll see how the Edmonton Oilers D-Core fares. I don't think they'll be under as much pressure as they were the other night against the Pens, but definitely an interesting matchup here tonight. It's going to be fun. Seattle, get to see that new arena, and it's going to be a raucous crowd, so it's going to be fun. Game day, baby!
Game on!
The Edmonton Oilers get set to take on the Seattle Kraken. Okay, coming up next, we'll get to Tommy Gazzola, get his feelings for the game tonight, and break it all down for you here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. You listen to podcasts for the power of the inside track. You switch to Boost Mobile for the power of saving money. Get 3 unlimited data lines for $30 a month per line and a free 5G phone when you switch so you can get the latest sports news. All on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. Offers coverage not available everywhere or for all phones/networks. See BoostMobile.com for the details. I say now welcome in Tom Gazzola, the host on the pre and post game shows on TSN 1260 and one half of the Oil Stream podcast with Dustin Nielsen. Tommy, Oilers back in action tonight in Seattle. 8 o'clock puck drop. But first off, how you doing?
I'm great. It's what a lovely Friday. It's sunny and warm in Edmonton. It's early December. I'm on the Oil Stream. Or no, I'm not on the Oil Stream with you. I'm on Locked On with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember which show I'm on anymore. That's how crazy it's been lately, which, as we've learned, being busy is way better than not having enough to do. And so anytime I get to hang out with you, Hernan Salas, it's always a pleasure, my friend.
Well, thank you. So we got some lines from good old Seattle. It looks like Puljujärvi is going to play with Draisaitl and RNH. I talked about it a bit yesterday on my podcast, and I'm intrigued by this look. What do you make of that second line, Tom, with Puljujärvi there?
Let's see how it goes. I like it. I mean, listen, I know we talk about the lines changing and all the tweaks and stuff, and some fans are really hell-bent on some ideas of where players should be playing. But, things, especially throughout 82 games in a season, things change. Coaches get reads on players, and guys get hot, guys produce, guys get cold, and they stop producing. And listen, we're seeing Zach Cassian get bumped down to where he should be. He was moonlighting in the top six. Yes, Puljujärvi was bumped down for a couple of games. He was playing well. He gets bumped back up. It's great. Like, you got two big, strong bodies in Draisaitl and Puljujärvi, and then you got Nugent Hopkins, who can complement them, who's a distributor, although he should be able to score more. And, you know, it was nice to see him score in Vegas, but you'd like to see him light the lamp a few more times. So this is a rock solid top six. Yamamoto gets a look with McDavid and Hyman. That line with McDavid and Hyman and Cassian the other night, although things got tweaked in game, as tends to happen, was pretty good, you know? So let's see how it goes. And it just speaks to the flexibility again. And if they have success tonight against a banged up Seattle team, fantastique. Coming back home for six games in a row. If you come back with a win tonight, I think you're looking good. And then maybe some guys get healthy.
Yeah. And Yamamoto with that dry line, I mean, they've been good, Tommy. Again, I work with so many different people. I was going to call you Connor. but I'm kind of glad seeing Yamamoto get a different look, Puljujarvi on the second. And Cassian, I think it's he's best suited on that third line, and he'll play with McLeod and Fogle. Perlini draws back in, Tommy, here. Tyler Benson, I also talked about it yesterday. Like, God bless him. Like, I know he's trying to kind of sort of reinvent his game to become a quality bottom six guy. And he's trying. It's just not working out. He's taken, I think, in the last two games, three penalties. He doesn't get a lot of ice time. But Perlini's got to start making these opportunities count here. And I think that goes for Benson as well.
They really do. I mean, we saw Colton Sevier having a good couple of games.
Yeah.
You know, you got Derek Ryan, who's a veteran, back in there. And really, the fourth line hasn't produced since what we saw Shore and Turris score on back-to-back nights. And, you know, Turris is barely a factor in any of these games. He's not even really considered to get into action lately, it seems, because Sevier has played pretty good. And then on top of that, you know, Benson, the penalties are bad. I mean, that goalie interference, that was a bad penalty. You know, I know Tristan Jarry stuck out his arm, but he was protecting his crease, and just a bad penalty. You do that, you're going to get punished for it. He was penalized, obviously. Then you get punished for it. You're not in the lineup. And listen, this is going to be a process for Tyler Benson. And, you know, to be like, well, he can't play unless he's playing with skilled players. Well, listen, a lot of guys don't break it to the National Hockey League automatically playing with skilled players. And he's doing whatever he can to survive in the NHL. And if that means changing his game and playing feistier, so be it. And to demand point production out of a guy who plays barely 6 to 8 minutes a night, that's kind of tough. Now, Perlini, who's been in the NHL for a while, obviously had to go to Europe and then come back, had a great preseason, hasn't done much. And this is a guy where like you expect him, if he gets into the offensive zone, to at least look dangerous. And Gregor was chewing his stats earlier in the week. And he was saying like Perlini has like one shot from a quality area or dangerous part of the ice in this entire season and whatever games and minutes he has played. That's also not enough. So Perlini, like, at least do something to try to get it going. And I know, you know, a couple of weeks ago, Nanso, on the postgame show, you and I saw some texts coming in saying, get Perlini into the top six, get Perlini into the top six. They tried to throw him up there, what, in Dallas? And there wasn't much doing on a night where the team didn't look great in particular. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. To expect a lot offensively from the fourth line, I think, might be unrealistic. However, to expect them to at least work their butts off and get some offensive zone time, maybe get a chance or two and not hurt yourself defensively, I think that should be the bar at least, right? I think that's reasonable. But to demand and expect offensive production, that might be too much, especially considering, as we've seen all season long, this team is essentially a three-line team.
Yeah, are you okay with Stuart Skinner getting the start tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. Got to keep him engaged. Got to keep him involved. Let him ride the momentum. I know it didn't go his way against the Dallas Stars, but man, this is a guy that's shown that he's ready to take some strides forward here. He's given you some good starts. So yeah, give him this game. And Mikko Koskinen, who's played two really good games for you, I thought he was better in Vegas than he was against Pittsburgh, but against Pittsburgh, he was rock solid. So that's how good he played against Vegas. Gives him a night of rest. And then they have a busy schedule coming up. They're going to need Mikko Koskinen, obviously, and they're going to need Stuart Skinner. So both of these guys staying engaged, staying involved. I like this idea.
The decor is going to be the same that we saw against the Penguins. Very raw when it comes to Nemolainen and Broberg. Lagesson, who's that tweener guy, but he played 17 minutes on Wednesday night. Then you got your big three in Russell, Berry, and Bouchard. Are you okay with the pairings? I don't know what or how many switches you could have made. I mean, it's I know Lowtide was saying today he wanted to see Broberg play a little bit more, but I was totally okay with the top four of Lagesson, Bouchard, Russell, Berry getting most of the minutes and then kind of softer minutes for for the Condors guys in Broberg and Nemelainen, but there's really not much else Tip can do with this core, right?
Yeah, listen, if things go awry and Russell Barry start to falter and you need someone to step up, maybe you slide Broberg up there, or if things aren't going well with Lagesson, you get Broberg in there with Bouchard. I think if things go sideways, we might see Lotide get his wish and we might see Broberg playing more. But again, this is a guy that's played 5 NHL games paired up with a guy that's only played one. Tonight, considering, you know, the opponent's health status, there's a lot of injured players and significant ones. The guys who will not be playing in this game tonight for the Seattle Kraken, that might give an opportunity for Dave Tippett and Jim Playfair to roll the three pairings more evenly. Depending how things go. If the Oilers get off to a good start, then we'll probably see a nice steady stream of all three pairs going. But if they get off to their usual slow start, if they cough up the lead, then we might see them tighten it up a little bit. And we might see a lot of Russell and Barry, Lagesson, Bouchard. You know what, Nanso, like, experience goes a long way. Obviously, Niemelainen and Broberg need to get experience, but when you're behind in games, you go with the guys that you know what they can do. And, you know, this is a depleted back end. It's not pretty, but if it gets the job done again, everybody, I think, will be satisfied for the most part. And then, you know, we'll break it down, nitpick over the weekend, as we like to do.
BetOnline has you covered all season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. As the football season continues the march to the playoffs, BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. This holiday season, grab the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, or even better than a candy bar, Built Bar, filled with so much holiday goodness, rich with decadent flavor, covered in chocolate, but amazingly low in calories, sugar, net carbs, and fat, and high in proteins. You get the best of both worlds, delicious and healthy. So many flavors, you'll have a hard time choosing. Will you have raspberry or mint brownie, cherry or double chocolate, cookies and cream, or peanut butter brownie? Built Bar gives you that extra fuel you need to bust down those mall doors and battle all the holiday shoppers. Or if you're just standing in the endless shopping lines, Built Bar can give that extra something to keep you going. So throw one in your jacket or purse. You never know when you're gonna need it. Go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com.
And you brought up the injured players. I mean, there's no excuses for the Oilers because Seattle Kraken, they're gonna miss their top two goal scorers in Jordan Eberle and Jaden Schwartz. Schwartz didn't even skate today. Eberle skated by himself. We know Yarncroc's out, and it looks like Giordano's not going to play either. So the Oilers are getting a bit of a break here as well. So, I mean, this is a team so far this season that started very slow in two games. They can't afford that tonight because they got to jump on this team, especially with those injuries.
Yeah, and they're not getting Joey Decord staring them down at the other end. They're getting Philip Grubauer. So, yeah, a ton of injuries for the Kraken. They still have some good players. Like, let's not kid ourselves here. And the Kraken has been playing well. I know they wrapped up their road trip with an OT loss, but they strung together some wins. And they play a tough, feisty game. And they're going to be on home ice Friday night game. So I'm sure they're going to have a lot of jump. And you know, they're facing adversity with the injuries to a lot of key players, like you mentioned. So, you know, I think this isn't a game where the Oilers can just stroll in and expect to win or even give up 40 minutes of kind of so-so effort where they just hang on and hang on and hang on like they did against Pittsburgh and then, you know, dial it up in the third period. I don't think that'll work on the road. And the Oilers, where they have had trouble, is away from home ice. And
yeah,
so we'll see how they handle this situation tonight. If they go pedal to the metal, play desperate, know that they have a depleted lineup as well as Seattle, you know, should favor the Oilers, especially if they get some saves from Stuart Skinner against the Kraken. But, you know, I don't think it's an easy game. I don't. That's just my – it's an easy thing to say too, but truly, I don't believe it's an easy game.
Revenge game for
Adam Larson and Riley Sheahan. So we'll see if they,
yeah,
if they score on the Edmonton Oilers, which is something that become kind of the norm at Oilers scoring on the Edmonton Oilers. Tommy, prediction for tonight. I know maybe you don't like doing them too much, but I'm looking at the roster of the Kraken and the Oilers, and the Oilers are dealing with their own issues as well. You got Grubauer, a veteran guy going between the pipes, and young Stuart Skinner. But are you still picking the Oilers to win this one?
Yeah, I hate predictions so much. I refuse to do them. So I'll leave it at that. No, I'm just kidding. I don't mind predictions. I've never cared. Like, it's okay. Predictions are fine. I'll go 5-3 Oilers. And I think it'll be, you'll see some guys get exposed a little bit, or you'll see some rookie mistakes. You'll see the Oilers take advantage of the lack of depth on the Kraken side, and it's going to lead to offense, which will be great. It'll give us a lot to talk about tonight on the postgame show.
How concerned are you that Draisaitl hasn't scored in two games? Like, are you ready to, like, you know, ship him out of town? Or
I'm going
to
write a 1,500 word article about it and post it on TomGazzola.com, which doesn't exist yet. But
you got to look at the analytics, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll deep dive on that too. And I'll also figure out a way to trade him while he's hot. Because I see he's trending down after not scoring in two games.
Of course, we kid, but probably hammer that if you're a betting man, probably hit the points on good old Leon Draisaitl. Yeah. He had two goals in the first game back on November 1st, Tommy, a game where they saw Joey Decord and were able to win handily there. So it should be a fun one. It's check out that arena down there. I know, I think I saw DVDs with the team, and he is posting some pictures. That's pretty cool, and it's going to be a great atmosphere, and I can't wait for this game. Hopefully the Oilers come out with the 2 points. That would be huge for them as they get set to host the LA Kings on Sunday. Tommy, you and I are back together for the postgame show, but what time does your pregame show start?
Oh, another 2-hour special. We go at 6 p.m. on TSN 1260. And then when Connor Halley slides out, you slide in for the postgame. You, me, Matty Cassian, and we'll bring the heat tonight on this lovely Friday in good old our town.
Sounds good, brother. Thank you so much for taking the time, and I'll see you or chat with you later tonight.
Ciao for now, Nanso.
Big shout out to Tommy Gazzola. He'll be on the pregame show with Connor Halley and Matt Cassian at 6 o'clock, a 2-hour pregame. And then Tommy Gazzola and myself will be back along with Matty Cassian for the postgame show, taking all your text and reaction on TSN 1260. Stuart Skinner getting the start. He'll go head-to-head with Philip Grubauer. No Eberle, no Yarncroc, no Schwartz, and it seems like no Giordano for the Kraken, and the Oilers remain with all their injuries. No one's coming back for this game. Let's leave it at that. Same decor as Wednesday night, and Perlini's the only one that draws in for Benson, and then Jesse Puljujärvi is the big one. He'll play with Draisaitl and Nuge while Yamamoto gets the bump to the first line, and Cassian is back on the third. That's all the news you need to know regarding this game, but let's hear from the head coach as he met with the media down in Seattle. Here is Dave Tippett.
Hoping, expecting the same thing out of him tonight, Dave.
Hopefully it'll be one game better, you know, but the one pair's got some good experience, but the other guys are inexperienced, but learning fast, and played a game the other night. There's some ups and downs in the game, but they hung in there and they found a way to get the job done for us. So hopefully there's some little things we can do a little better tonight, and hopefully we'll be a little better. But that being said, it's a big job that they're trying to, you know, take some big shoes to fill there, that jumped in and did a pretty good job.
You have to simplify kind of the way you break out of your zone, and or do forwards have to help out a little with some of those young guys, or how do you kind of approach that?
All of the above. You talk about different things that can, you know, you just try to manage the inexperience a little bit, but, and you're asking some players to make sure they're doing things, you know, you still got to make good plays, but there's a risk reward factor that you have to have, and that's just where we're at right now.
So Stuart Skinner in there tonight, we'll lean into that decision to give him the start tonight.
Yeah, we just got to give Koski a break. Koski's played two real hard games for us, and Skins has been patient. It's just a way to break it up. We got a lot of games coming here, and we're going to have to need both guys playing well.
Matty's not here, so I just got to ask you about injuries. How's that going?
Long list. We got some guys skating at home today. Nurse, Shore, Duncan Keith's not on the ice today. Smith is on the ice today back there. I think Cuckoo is starting to skate a little bit right now. He's not with the group. Holloway is back there. Who else am I missing? There's a lot. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. I know Nurse was supposed to see, get some more tests done today that will tell when he's ready to go, but he's been skating and working out. So once he gets the green light from the doctor to play, he'll be able to play.
What do you like about some of those changes you made to the forward group and especially Yamo on the top line?
I like to try to keep a couple guys together, you know, but as a game goes on, there's different scenarios you look at. You tweak things a little bit to see if you can find something, and, you know, that'll continue to go that way. We've had Jesse down there. We haven't tried Jesse much with Drysdale. We're going to try that tonight. So you tweak things a little bit and see how things go.
That was Dave Tippett meeting with the media today down in Seattle. So he just wants a different look. And, you had to get Skinner in there eventually. So it's either going to be tonight or on Sunday against the Kings. So it should be an interesting night down in Seattle. Prediction, I think the Oilers are going to win this one. I'm going to go by a score of 4-2. No empty netter, just 4-2. And I think I'm going to pick JP to score. I'm very high on that line. I think they can do some good stuff. Just the way Draisaitl shields the puck, moves the puck, with RNH as well becoming a very deft passer. I think Jesse Puljujärvi is going to benefit immensely there. Not saying that he doesn't get that with Connor, obviously not, but it's just a different look, something we haven't seen. And McDavid and Draisaitl are different. So I think Jesse Puljujärvi is going to score tonight and the Oilers win 4-2. Quickly, other games tonight, Calgary's in Anaheim. Anaheim will be without Ryan Getzlaff. The Jets host the New Jersey Devils. It's the Sharks and Rangers from MSG. And Arizona host the Vegas Golden Knights. And just some news from around the NHL. Blackhawks' Tyler Johnson sidelined by neck surgery. I think it's the same as Jack Eichel, but he's going to miss about 3 months. The Habs lost Josh Anderson late last night, 2 to 4 weeks. And Jeff Petrie will not make the trip to Nashville for tomorrow's game as he's dealing with an upper body injury. So some tough news there on a tough season for the Montreal Canadiens. But 5 games on tap. Check your fantasy lineups. Let's wrap this podcast up. Hope you enjoyed it. Tons of news coming from Seattle today. The Edmonton Oilers go for their 17th win of the season. And look for their second win over the Kraken this season as well. They took the first one 5-2. So prediction, who's going to score tonight for the Oil? Let me know. Like always, don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. For my producer Juanito and the Lockdown Oilers podcast, I am Hernan, the man talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe, be humble, and we'll chat next week.